In videos of Fancy Farm, you'll usually see little white ceiling fans spinning furiously above the speakers, who are all shouting, sweating profusely with their sleeves rolled up.
They make fun of us at cocktail parties. They say we're bitter country folks who cling to our guns and our religion.
That was Senator Mitch McConnell getting shouted down at Fancy Farm in 2014. Moderators had begged the crowd to be tamer that year, but no one really listened. 2 days before the annual picnic, it's peaceful in Fancy Farm, Kentucky. Members of St. Jerome's Catholic Church are readying the Knights of Columbus Fairgrounds for bingo and barbecue, and it's hard to imagine the noise that will soon arrive. Mark Wilson is the organizer of the event's political speaking portion.
We want the crowd to have fun. I mean, hey, that's Fancy Farm, but we also want them to, you know, be able to hear what the speaker's got to say.
Wilson depends on the MC to do all the on-stage moderating and crowd control, but MCs get to throw in their own jabs too, sometimes fueling the fire. Kentucky sports radio host Matt Jones was the MC last year and started off with a burn of Senator Rand Paul, who was campaigning in Iowa at the time.
Come back home. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. The crazy people are voting for Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. You're not gonna win.
Jones is a Democrat, but he also made fun of Democratic politicians. Here he is during an interview earlier this week.
In that setting where everybody's so overtly partisan, when I made a joke at the expense of the Republicans, the Democrats liked it, Republicans didn't. So by the end of it, I think I made all of them mad.
Fancy Farm MCs have varied from reporters like Farrell Wellman and Al Cross to politicians like former Supreme Court Justice Bill Cunningham and Republican Agriculture Commissioner Jamie Comer. This year, Fancy Farm organizers picked Republican operative Scott Jennings to MC. I asked him, given the severe teasing that takes place, why do politicians even subject themselves to the event?
I think it shows some guts, and I think voters, even if they're not at Fancy Farm, appreciate when politicians show the guts to show up.
Democratic speakers will be outnumbered more than 2-1 by Republicans on stage this year. That's partly because Republicans now hold most of the constitutional offices in Frankfurt and congressional seats in Washington. But notably absent will be Secretary of State Alison Lundergan Grimes and Attorney General Andy Beshear, both Democrats and both electing to spend time with family rather than attend Fancy Farm. Jennings says he wishes there were more Democrats coming.
I think the beauty of Fancy Farm is that the crowd that comes wants to be engaged with the speakers from their own party. And so when you don't have as many, then there's not as much for your side of the crowd to be engaged with. And I think that, you know, that isn't ideal.
As Fancy Farm organizer Mark Wilson puts it, the picnic is mandatory for many seeking or holding public office in the Commonwealth, but there are considerable risks.
It can't necessarily help you, but if you make a gaffe, I mean, it could hurt you. We've had that to happen.
I'm Ryland Barton in Fancy Farm.